did get tricked.
Hello, welcome to Bunda Vista, episode 396. I'm Theo Bridges Porter, protagonist of latest game by visionary director Hideo Kojima, Death Stranding 2. And incredibly, I'm here in Australia, the surprise setting of Death Stranding 2. Here to reconnect Australia and civilization to this land in a way that I'm sure will be treated sensitively with regards to this nation's 40,000 odd years of culture. If you don't know me, let's see, my best friend is a literal fetus that spends 100% of its time drinking its own piss in a tank that I hang from my suit. My mum was the president. My other mum, who is the same mum but not the president, might be an allegory for the nuclear bombs dropped on Japan by the United States of America, and also she's super hot. My job as a porter of goods, rebuilding humanity following the apocalypse, is made somewhat tricky due to the preponderance of ghosts hanging around, unable to complete their journey to the afterlife. But don't worry, I've put a bunch of piss, shit, and hair into grenades that I carry around on crates on my back, just in case I need to send those ghosts back to hell. I do this with the full support of the government. Oh! It's a call from my new friend, Oceans and Now Battlefields Man. It's a full nude mocap performance of acclaimed Australian director of Picnic at Hanging Rock, Peter Weir. Hello, Andrew.
Hi.
It's so good to you're here to talk to me about building strands and knots and stuff.
Yep. It's going to be meditative. It's going to be slow. We're going to have beautiful panning shots of wheat fields.
Yes.
And then
yes,
strands
gorgeous,
of
gorgeous like electronic folk music going.
Yep.
And also we're joined by Peter Weir, the man who directed The Truman Show.
That's right. And Witness, starring Harrison Ford. One of my favorite pictures that I made, because I'm Peter Weir.
Yeah, that you made, Peter Weir. Why are you in this game?
Oh, you'd have to ask Kojima-san.
Yeah.
I met him in an awards ceremony. He shook my hand. He stood very close to me. I got the distinct feeling that he was trying to smell my breath. Mm-hmm. He just kept saying over and over again, I must capture you. I must capture you. Let me put you in my capturing rig. I am going to distill your essence into the machine. Luckily, I don't really believe in any of that kind of gear. So I thought, hey, why not come out of retirement or death? I can't remember what my deal is.
Retired, I think.
And, you know, go on down and put me in the box. See if they can steal my soul. See if they got what it takes to steal Peter Weir's soul.
And so many people are agreeing to go in Kojima's contraption as well. They're saying yes to the box.
To be perfectly honest, I also just kind of wanted to touch the rig that they had nude scanned Leia Sidhu in.
I don't know whether they nude scanned Leia Sidhu.
Do you think Hideo Kojima was giving like multiple options? You can wear your clothes if you want, or for real authenticity.
No, I think there's
maybe
something.
Pop those leggings off.
There's something beautiful that. To how much I've experienced, the only person they've nude scanned is Norman Reedus, one of the funniest people to nude scan in the entire world, I think.
When they captured his Norman penis.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, another call. This time it's from my friend Crikey Man. It's a stunning rendition of the ghost of Steve Irwin against all concept of good taste and the wishes of his estate. It's Ben. Thanks for joining me from the other side to give me advice for dealing with Australia's rugged terrain.
I don't know anything about any of this shit. I only know memes about Kojima and how he makes friends with people and then he puts them in his stuff. So he's always hanging out with Mads Mikkelsen and...
Oh, he loves Mads.
Oh, it's Mr. Hellboy himself. Guillermo del Toro. Oh. I don't know if he's friends with Ron Perlman.
I think he should get Ron Perlman in that thing.
Yeah.
It's weird because like I've been playing Death Stranding.
Uh-huh.
Oh, really? When?
Just pulling back the curtain for a second.
Do a delivery, and then suddenly, like, there's like a hologram of the guy that runs the station that you're delivering to, and it's acclaimed director of Drive, whose name
Nicholas Winding Refn.
Yeah, Nicholas Winding Refn.
I call him Nick Refn because we're friends, and I'm pressed for time.
Oh, Nicky Refs?
Yeah. Nikki R. Big Nikki R.
The Winster.
Anyway, is there any, you got any tips on how this, like, how we tie this country back together with, like, and use some like, ropes and strand meta, like, puns if you can.
Like Shibari stuff?
Yeah, have you tried using Shibari to restore this broken landscape? You guys ever notice that it's really obvious when someone you know is getting into Shibari?
Yeah, it's usually because they post about it.
Because they're posting about how they're getting into Shibari.
Post about Shibari publicly all the time.
Yeah, well, just all of a sudden out of nowhere.
Because like the rope marks.
No, it's because they're posting a picture of their wife, like fully clothed but Shibari'd up. And they're like, Friday night. And you're like,
still
okay.
Still weird.
It's still, it's more odd, honestly. I wish she'd been nude when you'd done the post.
I was.
At least I'd get something out of it.
I was entertaining the idea of like making some candles, right? I was like, maybe that's a hobby.
What?
Maybe that's a hobby. Because I bought a real big candle a little while ago because my friend had a real big candle at his house and I was like, that's in the future for me. I got jealous of my friend's candle, right? Got myself a big candle.
We can get you
candle envy from your friend's
big candle.
We can
buy you some candles.
It was a pretty pricey candle.
Was it that his candle was big or was it that it lasted long?
Or was it scented?
Like lasted a long time.
Oh, it was cool. It was like a
did
big.
It smell good?
It was a big pyramid, which I liked.
Now
big
we're talking.
Candle.
Oh,
yeah, you know.
So it was bigger than the ones you had and girthier.
It was a cool shape.
At the base.
Had some cool colors going on. You know, he had some crystals and I was like, that's me. I'm stealing that. All of that. You know?
This is my personality now. Sucker.
So I was like, I'll just have a little look on YouTube for like, what's the easy gay way into making a candle, you know? And all of them are like, here's how to make a tin candle, you know? You pour it into a little tin. And I was like, I don't want that shit. I don't want that shit in a tin.
No, you want a freestanding candle.
I want a freestanding pillar candle. Big pillar candles, you know? And so do a bit more investigation. And I think the thing people are usually using is a mold. You can get like silicone molds with cool shit on the candle. Yeah. And I'm scrolling through a list of silicone molds for candles today. And one of them is a big silicone mold that pops out a disembodied anime style torso done up in Shibari rope.
And there we are.
And
I was wondering
like,
how this story was linked in any way, but we really got there.
Like, yeah, there it
and
is.
I was like, I don't need that in my house. I don't.
No, you need the pyramid candle.
Yeah, the pyramid, fine. Shibari,
sacred geometry.
Like
we're not anti-Shibari, by the way, okay? We don't think it's gross.
Fine.
I don't know enough about it.
It's kind of like you're doing Boy Scout stuff on your wife.
You're doing sex Boy Scouts. No, I don't want... It's not a good combination of words.
So it's not, yeah.
Retract.
Rovers? What's the one where you're a little bit older?
Yeah, Rovers?
You're doing sex Rovers with your wife?
Sex Cadets.
What's the one outward bound? What was the one where...
Homeward Bound, I think.
I think it's Homeward Bound with
couple
the
couple of talking dogs.
Dogs and cat.
That's dogs.
Dog
no,
a
there
cat?
Was a there was a thing there was a thing that was like a scouts kind of thing, but they get you to go out on the...
The Prince of Wales challenge?
They get you to go out on an old sailboat, and then you're back in Master and Commander territory. You know?
Yeah.
I may as well hit the button now.
Oh, another call.
Fuck's sake.
Joining me over video chat, she's dressed in full, tightly fitted long-sleeve shirt and long-sleeve pants, despite the sizzling temperature, taking a moment to pull a boot off, drain the sweat into a dog bowl with incredible state-of-the-art fluid dynamics.
Oh, God.
Such that a tiny dog who looks suspiciously like acclaimed director Hideo Kojima can lap it up. It's the director's barely disguised fetish vehicle.
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
Hi. Am I meant to engage with this? Or?
Sure. No, you don't have to. Like,
it's actually a requirement of the job right now. I'd like you to take it seriously.
I'd like you to connect with us.
And that's the fetish that you think Hideo Kojima might have.
Could be.
I suppose it could be.
He's probably got a bunch. We all do. That sounded accusatory. I just mean that like he's a relatively like They're out there. He's not hiding. Oh,
yeah,
not
he's got out
attempt.
There once. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh, no, sorry. Just to be clear, I need to clarify. When we say out there, it feels like half of us are saying out there like crazy and half of us are talking out there like in the public.
In the public record.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Oh. Out there is in their public knowledge. Yeah.
Not that they are spectacularly insane. Yeah. I think the real difference is that he has like a lot of commercialized resources to help him realize his
he's got
yes,
a machine.
Absolutely. That's why I can't like hate Death Stranding, even if, you know, it doesn't like work for everybody. Because someone gave him like $100 million to make that game, and that rocks.
Yeah, and then you carry these packages around, and then your guy falls over and you got to pick the packages back up again.
Absolutely.
Haven't played it. I just got Hello Kitty Island Adventure.
Yeah. Oh, I hear that's good.
On the Switch, yeah. I've been hearing really good things. So.
I believe friend of the show Ruby Innes was very into that game at the time.
Yeah, we had to make a separate channel in a Discord for that one because it was hard for people to talk about anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, connection, discussion, discourse. That's all chatting about stuff.
I guess.
Which?
Come on. Which? You got this. Remember your training.
Land the plane.
Terrain.
We chat about stuff we should chat about in the segment Stuff We Should Chat About.
Here comes some stuff we should chat about. Stuff we should chat about. Boom to a list of stuff to chat about. Stuff we should chat about. Here comes some more stuff to chat about. We're chatting about stuff.
That's right. The world's in turmoil. I don't think there's any other way to say it. There's so much stuff going on, and some of that stuff is pretty wacky when you say it out loud. There's another business that's been saying wacky stuff out loud for a long time now. The Onion. Satirical newspaper, online, mega corporation. And have you guys noticed that sometimes The Onion and their headlines are a little difficult to tell apart from reality? Is that something that you guys have noticed?
Yeah, I'm always noticing that, this could be real.
Yes. Yeah.
Can we just take a step back for a second? You said satirical?
Yeah. Andrew's
maybe,
just,
maybe
yeah,
used
got
to
got
to
do some backtracking in his head, some soul searching.
Reading that for 25 years.
I've noticed, and I find that a lot of these, you know, when you think about discussion of where the discourse is happening, it's got to be on Blue Sky, right? Blue Sky is where the conversation is occurring, where great minds kind of hop on to talk about the things that matter. And so I thought I'd go through some discussion that's kind of happening under the Onion articles here on Blue Sky.
Let me guess. Is it what's the thing they always say?
You don't need to get ahead of this.
I don't need to get ahead of. I thought this was supposed to be satire. Blue Sky. I thought this was supposed
about
to be
launch
satire
into.
Website.
It could be. literally anything. Here's an article: How the U.S. is resettling white South African refugees. Let's see what people have to say about this. Kelly from up the road says, "Oh, great and wise Onion, why must this timeline be so dystopian that I can't tell if this headline is satire or not?"
I feel like I'm being shot. It's like a bullet.
Yeah, it's not a bullet to the head though. It's like
gut shot. It's a gut shot. Slow poisoning.
To the guts, yeah.
Yeah.
Geek G says, when satire is no longer satirical.
Mm.
Anti-Ugly says, babe, wake up. Onion Universe finally merged with ours.
Mm.
Night Owl says, this is all probably true.
Oh, my God.
Here's another article. US military bans men with girl names from combat.
That's just good gear. That's funny.
That's funny.
Good
funny
gear stuff. Running parallel to a bunch of like obscene stuff happening.
Yeah, but also, but clearly, like, it's a little also, too close to home.
Yes. With a twit, do you think so? Because I read that and I kind of think like, oh, that's pretty ridiculous. No one could kind of take that seriously. The Brain of Dave says, I swear to God, I keep having to check that these to make sure these aren't posts by CNN. Mr. Riddle says, I genuinely thought this was true for a good few seconds. Syntax says, good grief, when the onions from the when the headlines from the Onion are too close to reality.
Yep.
Jane is Scudder says, I thought this was real for a microsecond. Cheers.
Well, a microsecond's not very long, not so very I think long. It's fair to make fun of that person.
That can kind of be an inside thought, though. Mm. You can just keep that as an insight. Sometimes I see something from a satirical website and I don't realize it's satire, and I just keep that one to myself.
Kind of keep that as an inside thought, yeah, to go like, whoop, that probably reflects poorly on me.
It kind of makes me look stupid.
Yeah, it said The Onion above what the headline was, so I should have known that from the context I was provided.
But now this one's interesting. Probably would I thought should have started some discussion. No replies, no likes on it though. From Miss Pine Tree, I have to slow down when I read these headlines. The world is ridiculous right now. I keep thinking these are real headlines. Max Rager 88 says, can't tell satire from fact nowadays. You can actually.
Mm. Yeah, it sounds like you're telling it now as you type the comment.
Yeah, you kind of already know what it is. This is so good. I was talking to someone about Blue Sky the other day, about how it's full of the people that left Twitter like 3 or 4 years ago because Twitter was too mean.
Yeah.
Too mean-spirited. Now they're back.
They're back on Blue
Sky. And they're
in
charge.
They're
in power.
In charge. Yeah. They're in
the
power.
Big dogs now. The literal people are in charge now.
Yeah. The nerds have taken over finally. Here's another one. Rising income and inequality causing wealthy Americans to take on second sailboat. Sort of phrased in a way that isn't even like, how would that operate? But let's see what the space shipper has to say. Satire is so dead that I've already seen it on TV. Jeff Anthony says, if only this was satire or even humorous, not finding kind of a dark humor in these times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grimalkin Weird says, not satire.
I think
Kentucky Hills.
I think that's just false.
Yeah. I think it is satire.
I'm giving that 4 Pinocchios. Yeah. It is satire.
Kentucky Hills says to the article, rising income inequality causing wealthy Americans to take on second sailboat, I remembered when The Onion was considered satire. Now it's on par with hard-hitting journalism, such as that it exists these days.
Such as Ben, that it exists.
Ben, do you remember getting these comments when you and I wrote for a... We wrote for an SBS satire website at some point, and it was these same people that left Twitter and now they're back on Blue Sky.
Yeah, like every single day there'd be at least one comment that was like, I thought this was supposed to be satire.
Yeah.
It is.
And so this is probably causing you some sort of emotional pain.
Yes. You think maybe like one of the big giveaways is that one of the people quoted in the story is called like Ludovico Gherkin.
Yeah.
It's probably not a real person.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Texas bans being different around children. This is a good one. Cameron says, I thought this was real for a second. I just lost my shit. Hater of Hate says, OMG, you got me. Sounded just like recent Texas malarkey.
It's not meant to be a trick.
Yeah.
The satire isn't like a ruse. To be like, let's see if they believe this one.
Believe. Old Coog says, if I didn't see those from The Onion, I would believe it was something that Texas passed.
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of the point of having like a fake news website is that it looks like news.
Yeah.
It's sort of combining elements of reality with a heightened premise to sort of highlight maybe something illogical or something absurd about a situation. That's kind of the thing with satire.
Yeah. Anna Bernard says, wow, for a moment, I thought it was real. Sharon Lee says, I can't tell the difference between The Onion and reality anymore. You should get your head, your whole head in the rabies tester, I think.
I think that might be a you problem.
It's just Chris 08 says, The Onion is getting too real. And a reply to that from Yaya, I hate how close reality is to this level of satire.
Well, don't get angry at reality for that. I mean, be angry at reality, certainly, but it's not like reality is cruelly trying to move itself closer to satire.
Yeah. I like this combination. Dr. Strange Pork says, this could be an actual headline at this point. Mike Hinch says, what? Oh, hang on. This is satire. Sorry. For a moment, I thought this was serious.
All right, so this guy's got a broken broken backspace key on his keyboard. So if he started typing something, there's no way. He has to have the whole thought process in there.
Were you guys ever on IRC? Oh, no, not IRC. What was the thing that came before MSN Messenger where you could see, it's definitely not IRC, where you could see what someone had typed and then if they backspaced it, it would disappear.
Oh, that's fucked up.
No. Yeah. The relationship destroyer. Shin from Discord says, love how we live in a timeline where I thought this was real for a sec. I think they're being sarcastic. Scipio now says, oh, I should have seen that it was the onion. I thought it was real. Congratulations.
That's not the goal. It's not.
Yeah. Pony Holmes says, the horrible part is that this is not even a satirical article. Yeah, it is. Stacy says, I'm really not sure this is satire. Seems true to life to me. Shrug emoji.
What do you think satire is? Yeah. I was really troubled. I feel bad for Bully and Zoomers for their level of media literacy because I know that these people are 35 to 45.
Yeah. 100%. These just people are our peers.
Yes, like, these are our peers.
And they are not operating at a... a lot of these people are just using hyperbole to say, to express their frustrations with how bad 100%. Things are. They're agreeing with the sentiment of the article, but they're expressing it in the most fucking annoying way possible.
Yeah. In their native tongue, which is a correction.
Yes.
Yeah. D&D Land says, NGL, I thought this was legit news because, waves arms, look at everything. And Beth Amphetamine says, oof, too real. We're about halfway done here now. Trump grants refugee status to former SS guards. Now, that's silly. If you were 20 in 1945, you would be 100 now. So probably a category that's vanishingly tiny.
Probably not a lot of those people left at this
Daedalus
stage.
Says, almost got me with that one. Fell into sounds about right territory. Night Shift says, fuck onion, I had to do a triple take. Stop making these more believable than real life.
That's not more believable than real life.
It's less believable.
It's less believable than real life.
You can tell.
On account
you
of
look
it,
at it
being
tell.
A comedy thing, I think.
Yeah. Your boy Azrael said, I miss when you guys did satire.
These
shut
our names
that's the worst
punishing.
One. That's the worst one already, especially being called Azrael.
I think I've developed like a hyper... an extreme allergy to just annoying turns of internet phrase or the way...
I hate it.
One of the ones that's driving me fucking insane at the moment, if I can briefly do a stuff we should chat about.
Sure.
Hit that stinger.
Before
we get back to a stuff we should chat about. The construction, well, just wait until you find out about X. Yeah. When you've, you know...
When that was kind of the joke, yeah.
Or even if we will sometimes get a form of feedback like that where we've talked about something that was crazy to us and then someone will be like, well, you think that's crazy? Just wait until you find out about this. And the reason that drives me insane is twofold. Often, we already know about that thing.
Yeah.
You just don't assume that we don't know anything if we haven't explicitly talked about it. We're sort of on the same internet as everyone.
Yeah, it's like reading the word aardvark in the dictionary and going, aardvark?
You think that's crazy?
You think that's crazy? Until you hear about annotations.
The other thing that drives me insane is that if that is someone hoping to introduce you to it, that moment is when you are finding out about it.
Worst possible way possible.
Just wait until you find out about whatever. Well, I'm finding out about it right now when you've said that phrase.
Yeah.
Why don't you just say, hey... Check this out.
You're right.
Yeah.
But when it said, I experienced this the other day, there was a tweet, maybe it was even on Blue Sky, and it was a picture of Maya Hawke, and someone was like, jokingly, they were like, if Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke had a baby.
That's a good post.
That's a good post. And then I read the replies, and I nearly just threw my fucking phone across the room. Like, you know exactly what the replies are like. It was literally like, wait until you find out about who their parents are.
Yeah. Could you imagine the chances that they are not joking? Could you imagine? Can you stop and think?
I need you to sit down because you're about to read something that's going to rock your fucking world.
Yeah. Hey, this is the... this is actually the perfect person for me to share this particular fact with.
Oh, man.
Oh, even worse, you know when you do a funny tweet and someone replies with like, yeah, oh, I think you mean X?
Yeah, no, that's the worst.
And they say like a less funny thing.
But it's they
like,
punch your joke down.
My tweet was funny and you've made it not funny. I mean the thing that I said because I'm good at this.
Don't punch up my tweets. Don't punch up my tweets. Something don't punch up my posts.
I really don't miss about Twitter is that people would like, there was a particularly like, I'm going to say elder millennial, younger boomer style thing where you would make a joke about some public figure and then they would sort of pick whichever Ozpol demon was their least favorite and be like, oh, I think you meant this you about mean Peter this? Dutton.
Yeah. Like, yeah, absolutely. It's still happening on Blue Sky.
I actually meant it about Gary Busey, which is why I specified Gary Busey
Gary
in the post.
Busey.
Yeah. Also happening on the Blue Sky, Amy the Fabulous is raising her hand to double check that this was the Onion. Currently engaged in racketeering with a kind of profile picture of a raccoon. I missed the Onion label. I only saw the headline. Right. I'm disappointed for myself, with myself for going, oh yeah, that seems about right.
Racketeering?
Salty with emoji ice cream and pretzel. The Onion. You're supposed to have fake and satirical news. This is just real. Facepalm emoji.
Donna, did you spend your Saturday compiling these things?
We don't need to talk about that. Donna LaCour says, I actually thought this was true when I first saw it. That tells you how bad things have gotten.
Yes.
Yeah. A common, a through line, like through, like, I'm sure in the 90s people are logging on to BBSs and posting this. Penryu says, it's sad that the administration has killed satire as a viable art form, forced the Onion to replace it with actual Trump tactics. It is sad. Mad says, the Onion reporting on actual news is satire once again. Satire is so dead. Cry emoji. Cunninglingus Jesus, PhD, says, this is literally just news.
If I see the phrase cunning linguist, I know I'm in for a bad tweet, bad reply.
Yeah, just the worst person. And the worst beard, too, as
and
well.
An even worse hookup. Just horrible.
Awful.
Andy BP79 says, I feel like this article happened after reality.
I feel like this article happened after reality.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Not wrong in one sense.
And also before reality.
During... This article happened during reality.
Do you think that's somebody's neurons like misfiring while they try to recall the phrase like post-truth?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. There's that whole kind of...
Oh, after reality, post-truth, yeah.
Yeah, that whole
I think it's them just going like something happened in reality and then this article came out.
Yeah, reality happened and then this article was published.
Yeah. American guy next door says, you are supposed to be farce.
It's like it's holding a gun at the same time.
Jobert, in brackets derogatory, says, if this was posted anywhere else, I'd 100% believe it. You shouldn't do that, by the way.
Well, that'd be stupid.
Yeah, that makes you sound not smart.
Yeah. Leave TN says, did no one tell the new guy in charge of posting these aren't supposed to be factual?
The new guy in charge of posting. So you reckon that there's one person at the Onion that comes they up might with be, the stories?
They might be talking about Tim Onion, the new owner.
Mr. Onion.
Yeah. Here's another one. RFK Jr. claims measles can be cured with a good concealer.
Yep.
See, I'm not laughing because that actually sounds real to me.
That sounds like something that he would say.
This was supposed to be a satire website. Yes.
Well, you're in good company, Lucy, because Blorp says, took me a little while to realize this was The Onion. Michelle J. Norton says, I'd like you to stop reporting the news and do more jokes. And then kind of like the Discord syntax for sobs, but it hasn't rendered anything. So Angel says, it's getting so much harder to tell what is or isn't satire. No, it's still the same. Joe Bowers says, it sounds like something he could have said. I believed it for a second. You got me there, Onion. Alex, I ran out of vowels, says, I hate it when you have such believable headlines. Goji Wave says, is this satire or Apollo's gift of prophecy at work again? Richard says, God darn it. The fact that I have to look to see who posted these headlines when I see them right now is a sign of how dumb the times are. I think it's a sign of something else, Richard. Gary Longsign says, it's becoming more difficult to shine a light between the Onion and ordinary headline news. I think it's the same gap as always. Mountain Gators says, I can't tell what's real anymore. This administration is going to put the Onion out of business. Neesam Doom says, got me again. Anna Banana says, you got me again, Onion. Victoria Joe says, how does it feel to live in an era where your headlines sound exactly the same as every other news headline? And Jane says, I'm really tired of living in the world where I cannot tell if an Onion article is true or not. Worse, I don't even know that I care anymore. People blow us up. Give a shit. And finally, here's a I went to this one just to see the headline: nervous Matt Gaetz fumbles with training bra. Great headline.
That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah. Superdad 3016 says, I can't tell if this is real news or the Onion. Why would it be real news?
Why would they report that?
They wouldn't report it in that fashion.
Why would they put that in the newspaper?
Because they'd probably have to start with this being a serious allegation of pedophilia. Yeah. Probably not the fumbling the bra part.
I don't think they report sex crimes like that.
No. I think they probably use
the Daily Mail might. Yeah, but probably not like one of the more serious ones.
You're reporting the fun ones.
Yeah, just the... Hey, thanks for letting me annoy you.
And thank you for annoying us. Hey, for a while there, it didn't seem like Theo was going to land that segue when he did it. Here's another thing that might have some difficulty landing, and we'll talk about it in Plainly Speaking.
This is your captain speaking. Please return your seats to their upright positions as we are coming in hot on another edition of Plainly Speaking.
This comes to us from General Aviation News. Flying car production prototype unveiled.
Flying car prototype?
Yeah, you guys heard about these flying cars?
I've never even really entertained the thought, to be honest.
KleinVision, the Slovakia-based developer of the air car, has unveiled the production prototype for its flying car.
Air car is just such a shit name.
Oh, it's great. It just is what it is.
Yeah. Like, it just tells you what it does on the box.
It breathes as well.
What do you say when somebody says, hey, you want to take a quick spin in my Slovakian air car?
No.
I only want it American made.
Yeah.
The air car, which already holds a certificate of airworthiness, has completed more than 170 flight hours, more than 500 takeoffs and landings, according to company officials.
And really? Are we talking a Slovakian certificate of airworthiness?
I don't know which body issued the certificate of airworthiness. Okay. I don't know if this has to meet some sort of international standard.
Yeah.
Oh, look at it. It's so cool.
If yeah, they could get they picked up by Skoda, maybe this might be a serious concern.
They look a little bit dope.
The Skoda Air Car?
Oh, really?
They've tried to make it look like a performance
like
car.
Like a McLaren. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. But also, it has retractable wings that come out, and then you can...
Oh, it truly looks... It's just like a Cessna, but the body is a car.
But the body is a McLaren,
cool,
yeah.
Cool car.
Yeah, yeah, but, like it, but you
I'm
going to
say, this is a plane.
But well, you but can't the really drive retract. A Cessna around oh. on the highway. You know?
The wings fully retract
oh,
into
so
the body
like
of the
thing.
So
it's like you drive on the road and then you can pop the wings out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually
how come
kind
you
of
drive on the parkway, but you...
Park on the driveway.
Fly on the... Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Fly on the highway. Also, on the KleinVision.com site, there's a fantastic hero image of the car facing forwards with... Only with what I can only describe as the world's most uncled man in the driving seat, like white hair. He's got his earmuffs on, and he's flying the contraption that he built
I think that might be Stefan Klein.
Yeah.
Oh, Stefan
I think
Klein.
That might be the titular Klein of Klein Vision.
That's and he's going to die flying this
and he's
air
gonna,
car.
He's going to be killed by his invention.
Bet my life on 100%. It. He will be killed by his creation.
He's getting added to Theo's favorite Wikipedia list.
Yeah. He's been doing this since like the 80s.
Yeah. But like we've had the idea of the flying car.
Oh, absolutely.
What was it a Nissan Pinto that they converted into a flying car?
Ford Pinto? Before
Ford
someone yells
Pinto.
At you.
Sorry, thank you. They made one of those into a flying car, right?
Yeah.
I don't think it's the actual invention that's the problem. It's like the function of using the air, like the sky as a roadway.
Yeah.
Like there's just no fucking reason that you would need a vehicle that's both, other than if you didn't want to rent a car at the other end, or you didn't want to use public transport. Like, no, I'd really just like to have my car when I get to Luxembourg.
Yeah, because you'd presumably still have to take this off on a runway.
That was what I was thinking. I was like, you can't just 100%. Pop it off on the road. You got to like take it down to the airport. Yeah. So really, you're saving money on Ubers.
True.
Yeah.
You don't have to deal with like
airport parking
where you think you're getting a good deal and then you realize the shuttle bus only comes every half an hour and the airport parking is actually half an hour away from the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't know if you guys have.
So instead, you could
airport
just be,
parking is a scam.
You could just be driving your plane straight out of the Brisbane airport.
It just doesn't seem like a good idea. And there's probably a reason, like if the technology is there. We know that you can just sort of strap wings to the body of a car and make it a plane. Apparently, we've had that tech now for like 50 years.
Yeah.
But we're not doing it because it's stupid.
Because
that's
stupid.
The main reason.
Because what are you going to have air traffic control for a bunch of fucking flying cars? Think about it for a minute.
We're already almost 9/11 bonking planes into each other all the time.
Yeah.
This is the same as those like the like quadcopter VTOL things that everyone's always saying they're about to launch, like Uber's. Uber said,
"Oh yeah,
because
they're going to deliver your parcels and all that kind of stuff, or big ones,
air taxis, like that. They'll move like 3 to 4 people around."
Were
Uber said they were going to launch
this way back when we were talking about the Brisbane Olympics.
Yes,
and they were
going to
build
Uber
like a bunch of these. Yeah,
they would have them launched in Melbourne by like 2024.
Passenger vehicles,
air taxis,
and when you go and check, it turns out Uber is just doing labor rights violation taxis still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes, that's they're still their big thing that they're doing is not paying people to drive people around.
Is just creating an entire a whole new subclass of people to perform tasks for us.
Yes, so like none of this is ever going to happen. Like, the air taxi thing is not going to happen because that is just putting a whole bunch of, like, you know, things that weigh a ton flying around between buildings in the inner city is just not going to fucking happen in the near future at all.
Imagine somebody having a fender bender with an office building and just falling into the street in the middle of, like, a CBD.
You really don't do this in speculative sci-fi, right? It's like portraying the average level of driving, but like in the skies.
Yeah, above your home where you and your children sleep.
it's like, you know, the guy that like you're coming onto the motorway and you're about to like everyone else in the line of cars coming onto the motorway are about to shift right because, or left if you're American. I know if you're in Europe, you've also got to shift left, but I know you've already done the mental transposition.
You know, you kind of know about other countries already, so you're able to understand and to empathize and to do your own little cultural translations. Yeah. But with Americans, we have to do it for them.
So there's a line of, let's say, 10 cars all ready to do that beautiful synchronized move where they indicate right and they shift right off of the slipway. And then there's the king of the highway. Here he comes. No indication. He's going to fly up the side of you and up the side of everybody else in a way that is just astonishingly cunty.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine that they do that straight into the mega orphanage at 400 kilometers an hour.
It's just not... The vehicle is capable of transformation from car to aircraft in less than 2 minutes. Quote, blending advanced aerodynamics, composite structures, and a new 280 horsepower engine, company officials added. Quote, the air car fulfills a lifelong dream to bring the freedom of flight into the hands of everyday people, said Stefan Klein, founder of Klein
Vision.
We
don't need that.
It can be in your hands if you just have enough money.
If you have,
you can just go and get a recreational pilot's license. It's just expensive.
Like, you'd still have to have one to fucking fly this thing, right?
Yeah, I feel like a Cessna is going to be cheaper than this thing.
Yes. Yeah. You're getting the same whatever experience. Form
it has to be, right? Cessna have spent decades boiling a plane down to its, like, base elements.
Mm.
And you cannot add car functionality onto that and make it cheaper than the existing options.
Yeah. Get a sandpiper. Or something. Is that a type of aircraft?
Get one of those ones with the V-tail that kills dentists.
The dentist killer. It doesn't solve a problem. There's no problem this solves. It's not cheaper than a Cessna. It's not more convenient than just like driving to Archerfield Airport and then getting in your little plane or whatever. Like,
and there's no freedom of flight.
They've got to open a gate for you or something, and they've never used that gate before.
There are more rules in the sky. There are far more rules in a plane than there are on the land. You're not freedom.
They do give you one extra access to move in, though, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, you get access to Z. Awesome.
Yeah, otherwise you're locked.
Quote, with the launch of our production prototype, we are one step closer to transforming how the world moves, merging the road and the sky into a new dimension of personal mobility.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like a whole new dimension.
It's like, kind of an existing dimension.
We kind of already had, cars, we already kind of had personal aircraft, gliders. I feel like this is really adjacent to that dimension. I feel like it's pretty much existing in the same dimension.
It's kind of exactly the same. You just made a horrible vehicle chimera, basically.
And like, who's going to buy it? Like the people that can afford it are the people that wouldn't be doing their own driving. I feel like, this is like...
If you can afford this, you can probably just get like a private flight.
Yeah.
What's going on with their thing?
You get a little wrap? A wrap and a salad?
I don't know. Just keep talking.
Uh-huh. Some chips?
Let's see if we can get some food delivered to Theo mid-live show.
Yeah.
For the authentic experience,
like as a bit.
And make sure
bit, but also...
Blood sugar levels don't crash.
Blood sugar levels are...
You don't want him fading out during the show.
If you eat those in the microphone, I'm going to fucking kill you. I have an additional little thing here from Wikipedia about the Klein Vision air car. Just three sentences. The prototype first flew on the 22nd or 27th of October 2020.
Okay.
Obviously, that's in the distant past, so no way of nailing down a specific date there.
Oh, you don't want to keep good records on this stuff.
In June of 2021, the prototype air car carried out a 35-minute flight between Nitra and Bratislava airports. Pretty big milestone for them. And on April 23, 2024, Klein Vision's air car took to the skies with electronic musician pioneer Jean-Michel Jarre.
Ooh, now we're talking. Wow.
Isn't that fucking cool? The guy who did Oxygen.
Now this is the new dimension that I've been waiting to hear about.
Yeah, see, now we're kind of tying it back to like a retro-futuristic reality where I'm like, oh, fuck, this is kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah.
You took Jean-Michel Jarre up there, and he's probably going to write a 50-minute album with two songs on it about this.
Hell yeah.
I got the guy that did that. Night Drive? Who did Night Drive?
Kavinsky?
Yeah, they got Kavinsky. They should get Kavinsky up there.
Oh, Night Call? Is that what you're thinking?
Night Call, that's it.
Night Drive is the Chromatics album. But there are songs from the Chromatics album Night Drive on the soundtrack to Drive by Nicholas Winding Refn.
That's true.
Tick of the Clock, from the whole opening sequence. Great song.
Hey, I think we're going to hear about this again, and maybe in future we'll do an update to that news story. But for now, it's time for an update to a different news story. It's time for Oh Shit, It's an Update to an old news story.
Oh shit, it's an update to an old news story.
So this is an update to a story that we first covered back in February of 2021 in episode 186, Beefalo, 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 Beefalo,
mm-hmm.
which we then did an update on in episode 158 of BigSoftTitty.png, which was going to be episode 205 of this podcast, but they paid me $50 for the great podcast heist. That's great, right.
Podcast heist.
This comes to us from...
if they pay for it, though?
Well, it was done without...
Ben's just the agent. They didn't pay us for it.
Yeah, that's right. They didn't pay the podcast. They paid me personally.
Yeah.
This is from WVIT in Connecticut. Buddy, the beloved Beefalo, has been adopted.
Hmm.
Now, so this is a story about a Beefalo that had escaped while getting loaded into a truck going to a slaughterhouse.
Yep.
And then it stayed on the loose for like 6 months or a year or something. People just couldn't capture it. And they were like, well, we can't just turn this thing into meat. We gotta give it a whole new life. And
it's
now,
kind of in the name, though. It seems fucked up that he's getting around just being a Beefalo.
Yeah.
They should have the same rules for prison. Like, if you're on the way to prison and your bus gets the fugitive?
Yeah. Yes. If it gets fugitive.
It gets the fugitive.
It gets the fugitive. And you're off. And you're out. They can't just like corral you straight up back on the bus. Should be free to go.
Yeah. If you're out in the woods for more than 6 months, hey, earned your freedom.
That's all right.
They weren't that interested.
They clearly weren't that invested in you being in jail if it took them that long, you know? Well, a bit of an I thought you cared kind of moment.
You didn't kill your wife.
Yes. You didn't. It was the one-armed man.
It was the one-armed man.
Buddy, a Beefalo that captured hearts across Connecticut several years ago when he was on the run after escaping a meat processing facility in Plymouth, has been adopted, which means he has a sponsor to fund his care at a Florida cow sanctuary. So that is where he ended up after he was finally captured. Because
new friends?
Yeah, do you think they're welcoming him, or do you think that they kind of know that there's something different about Buffy the Beefalo?
Oh, is he getting
othered? Buffy the Beefalo.
Yeah, I think he's getting othered, yeah.
Yeah. Like, is he a cow? Oh, is he?
Microaggressions happening down at the...
Do you think our witness a cow or a man of beef?
Buddy, a cattle bison hybrid that is raised for its meat, had been brought to Connecticut from a farm in Beckett, Massachusetts, and escaped from a local meat processing facility in August 2020. So we're at like, what, 4.5 years since then?
The man's been living on the run.
He was on the run for months until he was caught with a farmer's female cows.
Oh,
buddy.
The cheeky dog. That's one thing you can't say no to.
Same way, what's his name's character gets caught in No Country for Old Men.
They don't make it explicit whether or not he did, though.
Whether or not he did, but...
Well, in that movie, they don't. The book, it seems pretty heavily to suggest that he did, though.
He was banging that lady.
Why aren't they showing me this? Why aren't they showing that Buffy the Beefalo, Buddy the Beefalo got caught? It's because he let his guard down. He suffered his base instincts, and you can't do that when you're on the run from evil.
From pure evil? Pure unstoppable evil?
Yeah. For a force that has no humanity or no cow-manity.
That's right, folks. We have a lesson for you here today. When you're on the run from a force of pure evil, there's no time to stop for pussy. Sorry.
Jesus, now they know how to catch a Beefalo. They should just be using the cows as like honey traps.
Catch a Beefalo.
Putting out the nicest cows.
And, mounting fans to the back of them.
Who did you think you were here to see?
Take a seat, buddy.
After he was caught, Buddy moved south to Critter Creek Farm Sanctuary in Florida, where he's been living his best bovine existence. The animal sanctuary said Buddy has been officially adopted through its sponsorship program. Sponsors fund animals' veterinary care, feed, hay, and other essentials through a monthly scholarship, according to the Critter Creek Farm Sanctuary website.
It's funny calling it a scholarship.
It is. It's beautiful.
He's going to Bovine University.
He's going for Bovine U?
BU?
Oh, BU. Go Beefalos.
The sanctuary said in a Facebook post the woman sponsored Buddy in honor of her mum and said she fell in love with him the moment she saw him. Quote, these days, Buddy enjoys his space and prefers to spend time with his herd rather than around humans, which we completely respect. He's made it clear he's living life on his own terms, the sanctuary said.
I mean, kind of. He seemed like he was previously living life on his own terms, right up until
You're assigning a lot of agency to this beefalo that I'm not sure exists.
Yeah.
We've said this the last time we talked about it, but it is pretty fucking insane that, like, thousands upon thousands of cows and beefaloes alike are just getting sort of impersonally slaughtered to feed the meat industry.
Yeah.
But like one is plucky enough that everyone's like, no, we're putting him in an animal sanctuary.
No, he's also
like this guy. Beefalo.
Yeah, because he was fucking terrified of us and he tried to escape. I think we should let him live and put him in just a different pen.
The others, though, as far as we can tell, they love it.
Yeah.
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 They crave the slaughter.
The rest of them haven't expressed a desire to leave in clear enough terms for my liking.
Oh, man, it's pretty fucking... It's no good, huh?
Yeah, when you say it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't.
Hey, if you were a beefalo and you were getting out of the back of a truck and you saw a bunch of guys in white coats, that'd probably be a bad omen for your near future. We talk about omens in Omens Importance.
You shall see hail fall from a clear sky and burn as fire upon the ground. You shall see darkness cover Egypt when the sun climbs high to noon. And you shall know that God is God and bow down to his will.
This comes to us from press agency UPI. Duck triggers speed camera exactly 7 years after identical incident.
That's Do we think it's the duck. Same duck?
Yeah. Well, they still haven't fixed the problem, huh?
A traffic monitoring camera in a Swiss town was triggered by a fast-flying duck breaking the speed limit. 7 years to the day after the same thing happened in the same spot at the same speed.
What do they know? Okay. What are they up to? Yeah.
What's going on?
7 years. Seven ducks, seven seals.
Yes. Mm. Seven heads upon
ducks,
the beast.
I don't think ducks can break the speed limit. The limit does not apply to them.
No.
It's not their limit.
No.
They didn't agree to be a part of our society. Yeah.
They didn't agree to do business with the corporation that is Switzerland and therefore do not have to abide by their corporate policies. It's a free duck living on the land.
It's sometimes the sky and water.
Wow, they really got all three, huh?
They're the ones adding a new dimension. To the way they live.
Not fire though.
True.
Yeah,
that's very true.
I was really tickled by that video of the man walking a pram that's on fire.
Yeah, the guy walking his fire around.
It's fire.
I didn't click on it to hear any of the audio or anything, but the bit I saw as I scrolled past, pretty amusing.
Yeah, wee fire.
The municipality of Kernitz said on social media that the speed camera was triggered April 13th and captured an image of a male duck traveling at 32 miles per hour in a 12 mile per hour zone.
32 miles per hour?
He's hoofing it. A similar looking duck triggered the same camera on April 13th, 2018 by flying at the same speed.
What do you mean a similar looking duck? Like all ducks appear similar?
Well, probably in the speeding camera because it's going to be blurred.
It's actually a shockingly good image. I think something that I haven't updated in my like mental map of the world is that good cameras are very cheap now.
Yes.
Yeah.
So like when we were young, security camera footage always looked like absolute dog shit and it's like fucking impossible to tell what's going on when you look at something. It's like grainy and it's black and white and it's super choppy. It's like 2 frames a second because they couldn't store more than that. And now it's just like a HD regular camera feed with like somewhat decent audio.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. It means we get to capture more wacky incidents all the time because everyone's filming everything with like pretty good video.
Yeah, and then Palantir is using machine learning on that to work out better guidance for bombs for blowing up.
And to find out where you specifically live and shop and work. Yeah. It's good stuff. Officials speculated the two photos could be the same bird returning to the scene of his original traffic crime for a repeat offence.
He has no concept of what a crime is. Don't put your human lens on him.
Yes. your anthropocentric view
yes
isn't useful here. It's probably a different duck. I'm going to say 7 years apart, the duck probably doesn't have a routine that just brings it annually past that camera.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm going to say that if that happened in my jurisdiction, I couldn't help but speculate. I would be speculating.
Yes. Pattern matching. That's what your pattern matching animal brain wants to do. So you want to look at disparate data points and try and join them together into something that has a narrative. And now you're like, this duck loves speed cameras.
You're just reinforcing your own worldview of ducks as being criminals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And look, let's be real. They're not even the most criminal coded animal.
No,
like raccoons. No, raccoons, right up there. They're wearing the little masks.
Yeah, raccoons. Yeah, classic. Monkeys.
Geese, if you want something in the shape of a duck that is much ruder, you've got a goose right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for mischief, can't go past a ferret.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Perhaps a weasel.
Yes.
And they're not even like, you know, like a bower bird or something that is going around stealing like little bits of stuff to furnish their nest with.
Hey, true. I heard an American say kookaburra the other day.
Oh, said, yuck.
It's disgusting, huh?
Kookaburra.
No, oh, come on.
That's not nice.
Because they've obviously fallen back on like a bird word they know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they've only seen that word on the Outback Steakhouse menu that has
kookaburra ribs.
Kookaburra wings.
I think
they're not, they're just wings, chicken wings.
I think kookaburra wings would be gross.
Yeah.
Nasty. Yeah.
A lot of wild birds I don't think would actually be enjoyable to eat. But I could be wrong. Let's see if we can fundraise me a dead kookaburra to eat.
You probably
get your kookaburra too.
They're probably protected, I think.
The town stressed the incident was not a, quote, late April fool's prank, as the computers that control the camera are inspected and calibrated annually and the stored photos are sealed and impossible to manipulate. What would the prank be?
What would the prank be? I guess I feel if you're making the prank, you don't have to kind of imprint it in the camera as well. If it was the department doing that,
you could just doctor an image.
They could just post an image. Yeah. It doesn't have to come from the thing. It is impossible to manipulate the system. Oh, you just lied in a Facebook post. Oh, yes, that would work.
I did not even think of that.
What a great Swiss prank.
Yeah.
It's the same bird. It did the same thing again. Oh, I can't. No, I can't keep it up. It isn't.
The man that introduced lying to Switzerland.
The invention of Swiss lying. Quote, we hope you enjoy pondering curious coincidences, criminal activities of animals, and the maximum flight speed of ducks, the municipality's post said.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
Maybe this is why we think you're joking, because you're having a little too much fun with it.
Yeah, you're getting a little too silly with it, Swiss man.
Also,
Swiss humor coming through.
Like, that kind of takes the edge off for us when it sounds like they're describing this podcast.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's so true.
Yeah, that's our tagline.
Yeah.
Curious coincidences, criminal activities of animals, maximum flight speed of ducks.
Yeah, they kind of got our asses there.
That feels very Swiss to me, to just be like, I hope you enjoyed thinking of something weird. I hope you enjoyed pondering something a little odd. Now back to work. I'm docking 30 seconds from your timesheet. Hey, this was definitely an episode of the podcast, Bunta Vista. Thank you so much for joining us. Live show still coming up May 31st. The Polish Club, Polonia, Milton, Brisbane, Queensland, Australia. Get those tickets at buntavista.com/live. Tell a friend about the live show, even if they don't listen to the podcast, especially. Yeah.
Some people came last time that didn't listen to the podcast, and I thought that was pretty weird, and they probably had a really weird time.
Yeah, a lot of people put their hands up when I asked that question, and it was odd. It was real odd. I thought, oh, no. Hopefully the person sitting next to you is just going to whisper in your ear and sort of explain the stuff.
Just explain the kind of the jokes to you and be like, that's Theo. He's like kind of strange. He's kind of weird. He's kind of got anxiety.
Doesn't have a diagnosis. I know. No, it's crazy. I know.
Yeah, this segment goes on for a while.
Part of it, the fact that it's not funny is actually the joke. It's more of a thinker than it is a chuckler. So I think that could be fun. Bring a parent They might enjoy it. Maybe if your mum is kind of cool or your dad is cool.
If you've got
maybe.
A MILF, if you've got a DILF, bring them along.
MILF. Bring a
DILF.
Bring
a MILF.
You
bring
got
a DILF.
An uncle with an open mind?
Bring an uncle.
You've got a WILF? OOF. Bring your OOF. I'd love to meet that OOF. Until then, stay safe out there. Keep your head on a swivel at all times. And hey, keep pondering odd things. It's good for your health. Mental health and physical health, I think.
Yeah, because, you know, you've got to think about odd things with what with everything going on in the world these days.
It's hard to separate.
It's hard to kind of figure out
yeah.
what's true.
Sometimes fiction is stranger than reality, I've found, because you can just make up fucking whatever.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you on the bonus episode, maybe, if we're lucky. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
That you're the one. If not, you are the prototype. We'll tiptoe to the sun and do things I know you like.